Hello there, everybody. Welcome to Challenges and Choices, a special needs perspective. I am Joey Poe, and with me is the Knights of Columbus. I am going to have them introduce themselves, and they're going to tell you something special of what's coming up with the Knights of Columbus.
I'm Ben Brudnicki.
Rich McKeon.
Charlie House.
Mike Fowler.
Austin Murphy.
Ron Giovanni.
Marcus Wong.
Bill Lepping.
Frank Baum.
Greg Riesland.
Bob Lucas.
Carrie Landegger.
And John Sierra.
Okay. So what is this car show that you guys are planning with the Knights of Columbus?
Mike?
Oh, I have to say something? it's a charity cart, a charity car show that is going to be this Saturday, November 4th. It's going to be from about 10 to about 2:30. Registration opens at 9 for the car guys. Judging starts at 11, ends around 1-ish, and it's going to be a fun day, and it's going to be a great benefit to the Kimberly home.
And afterward, there is a special parade of cars that's going to benefit the veterans. We're going to do a veteran drive-by to several assisted living facilities, and they will have the veterans sitting out in chairs, and we will have a drive-by of various cars that make it there from the car show, and they love it. We did it last year, and they really enjoyed it, and they're looking forward to it this year.
So, Joey, the location is St. Catherine of Siena Church in Clearwater, which is about 15 minutes away from where we are now, and they get about 150 show cars that are competing for prizes. So these are antique cars, muscle cars, just amazing cars, and it's free for everybody.
Now, what is the challenges? What is the challenges and choices that you guys made by doing this?
The challenge to me primarily is organizing the event and making sure that it's broadcast to all the car show people that are in the area. And the bigger challenges are you're competing against other shows that are all over this area and the state of Florida, especially during the first weekend of November.
And you?
And I think the choice is that we all made a decision, this is the sixth annual, that we wanted to raise money for the Kimberly home, which is down in downtown Clearwater. And the money goes to help and we enjoy every minute of it.
And you?
At the car show, we have an area where we serve food. The challenge is we don't know how many people would have coming to feed. So if people just show up to look at the cars and come by, they can get a hamburger, hot dog, chips, and a soda for a reasonable price. But we have no clue how many people will actually be there except for what's at registration right now, which is around 50 cars.
And you?
So right now registration is still ongoing for pre-registration, which you can do online at eventbrite.com, Knights of Columbus Car Show. We have, I think today, between yesterday and today, I think we had about 11 registrants. And I think one of them was a double registrant, so we got about 12 people. So we're probably over 60, probably around 62-ish right now, maybe a little bit more. I don't know. I'll have to check the updated thing from Eventbrite. But yeah, we're cruising along about the same pace as last year for pre-registrants. I just don't think we're going to have, you know, it's hard to say like how many cars we're going to have to show up. You know, we're hoping for 200, but it could be less.
It's an enjoyable event. It really is. It's anyone who's ever gone to a car show will really get an experience that they will never forget. Especially for a car show that's done so well and a good cause to back up. And then we have shirts, too.
Yeah. We'll be selling T-shirts.
Yes.
Ron can talk about it.
You know, we'll be selling t-shirts. We got all the different sizes. Some of us have pre-ordered ahead of time. Small, medium, large, extra large, triple X, whatever. I'll be manning that part of the table. In addition to that, different raffles. Raffle tickets, 50-50, or share the wealth. I try to help with that. And there's a lot of different vendors. Sometimes there's other consoles that come, big gatherings, so be selling different. Last year they had like Christmas cards and things like that. And there's all different vendors, maybe Bloodmobile.
And what about you?
Okay. Traditionally, I've handled the setup in the parking situation. The biggest, the really coolest thing is getting to see all the different people and the excitement as they're coming into the event. But also the challenge is all the people that are coming into the event all at the same time. The huge influx of people will have 20, 30 people trying to come in all at the same time, and you're trying to get them all parked in an organized fashion.
And you?
Part of the challenge is getting the word out, advertising to bring people in to see the classic cars. And once we get there, then we can service them and make them happy, and they can make us happy.
Good job, sir.
And you?
Frank.
Well,
Frank.
I think what we can hope for is a good weather day.
Yes.
We don't have anything to do.
No.
It's like today.
It's like today.
I think like one of the challenges is, this is my second one that I'm working, is trying to get, let's say, trying to get affiliated and fitting into everything. But I think, I mean, it was just I had a great time working my first car show last year, and you know, just trying to get involved, seeing who needs help, seeing if they need help over here, they need help over there. And also just got taking time for yourself to just walk around and see the different types of vehicles that people bring, and like a lot of the fellowship and a lot of people just coming here, just, you know, out having a good time. And one other thing that I think is really neat too is seeing the families coming out where like parents are bringing their young ones out and just show them what different types of cars that are out there. It's like, you know, you don't always see a 65 Chevy or a 65 Mustang on the streets every day. And just seeing just the different things that are out there.
Now, have you seen any kids with special needs?
We have seen kids with special needs. I actually come to the car show last year because I've seen a couple of folks walking around, people being pushed in wheelchairs and such, and a lot of them were noticing, once I noticed, they have seen that those people enjoy those different types of cars, and even like some of the, if I'm not mistaken, I think I remember seeing like one of the people who had registered, this person with special needs, because I saw like him like helping himself into like his wheelchair or in his like walker and stuff and getting into his car and stuff. So, I mean, everyone comes, no matter what.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So when did you join the Knights?
Wow. I joined the Knights, about 10 years ago?
That's not age.
Something like that. About 10 years ago, and I've been to every car show, so far.
When is the car show?
And what about you?
I joined, I think it was my first meeting was in November of 2014 at the JFK. We shared a council with the Our Lady of Lourdes, and we then probably 2 years later, we broke off and started our council here. And So it's been almost, 9 years.
And you?
I'm a 7-year veteran of the Knights of Columbus of Light of Christ Church. I was one of the people for their first, open house night that they held in the hall here. And I think me and three other people joined up that night.
Twisted your arm?
Yeah.
And you?
I've been in the, this council since inception, but I was with JFK for a couple of years before this council. So there was a few of us, Rich, myself, and I'm trying to remember who
was JFK.
Ron,
yeah, I've only been six
Ron
or seven
and Manny.
What about?
That was about it. The grand hoopoe there.
Well, I joined in 2015 at the night at the Dunedin Council, and then about I think it was a year later or 2 years later they split off. Manny Diaz was the grand knight then and decided to start a council here at Light of Christ. They were doing the domestic church, and each church would get its own council.
And you?
I never started being a knight until I moved to Florida. And I started living in Clearwater. A good friend of mine from the church, who's passed away since, his name was Albert Shambro. And he says, no, you need to belong to the Knights. So between him and my wife, I started about 2005, 2007, somewhere in that area. And I'm an active member in this council and our Lady of the Lord's Assembly.
And you?
I started with a different council out of state, I think 2012. And I've been with this council since its inception.
And you?
1970, I joined.
He started with Father McGivney.
Yeah. I'm an altar boy for McGivney, I am. Yeah. People in Long Island. Okay. And I also bounced around to other Knights of Columbus in New Jersey and other places. And I'm very happy to be here.
Nice.
And you?
I'm a lifetime member of the Knights of Columbus and helped reactivate 3580 here at Light of Christ.
Nice.
When we reactivated.
Right. Were you in the original council?
Was 3580 at St. Cecilia, St. Brendan's.
Yep.
And,
you were part of the original charter.
Yeah. And you?
I am a transfer from Eustis, Florida. I've been a knight since about 2018. This will be my first car show, so I'm basically taking it all in and learning just like you tonight.
And you?
I've been a knight for almost 20 years, and I'm very excited, Joey, because this Knights of Columbus group also volunteers with Special Olympics. So last Sunday I was at a Special Olympics golf. And with these knights and their families help with bowling, with swimming.
Yeah.
So this group is very active with a lot of activities in the community.
And you?
Well, I've been a Knight of Columbus for 10 years, but I am an international import. I came in from Canada and then joined a group in Safety Harbor and then transferred over here a few years ago. And as far as the car show goes, concerning special needs, it's a very easy to access area where we're displaying the cars, all level ground, very easy to get around. And if there's one thing that the Knights of Columbus are very good, is supporting anyone, anywhere, including special needs. We do a lot of work in that area.
All right, I just wanted to let everybody know, because I did not put it in the beginning, I just wanted to let everybody know who's listening that I'm also a knight, and I just wanted to thank the Knights of Columbus for doing this podcast with me, and I wanted to thank all of you for being on here, and I wanted to thank my audience. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, Challenges and Choices, a Special Needs Perspective. Stay tuned for more segments coming soon. I am Joey Poe. I'm Joey Poe signing off. Goodbye. From the Knights of Columbus.